Hey, thanks for joining us this afternoon. It's time for The Bunker with Willie B.
It's over, it's over, it's over.
That's right, it's not over. It's still here. That means wear the mask, keep up that social distancing, wash your hands, and be safe, Kodiak. I don't know if you've noticed it or not. We sure have. The shelves are kind of bare, and COVID seems to be everywhere now. You gotta take care of yourself. We just had those hoop houses. Kodiak would be the place to be.
Way up
north to Alaska.
Way up
north to Alaska.
North to Alaska. Go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska. Go north, the rush is on. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92. With George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold. Below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome, Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of Huskies as he mushed on through the snow. With the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on.
Way up north to Alaska,
way up north.
To
Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. George turned to Sam with his gold in his hand.
Said, Sam, you're looking at a lonely, lonely man. I'd trade all the gold that's buried in this land for one small band of gold to place on sweet little Jimmy's hand. Cause a man needs a woman to love him all the time.
Remember, Sam, a true love is so hard to find. I'd build for my Jenny a honeymoon home below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome, where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. Way up north, way up north, way up north.
Okay, sure, yeah, that's a song about gold, and yes, Alaska has lots of gold, but you can't eat gold. Nope, you can't eat it. Personally, you got to think, which is going to be more important, gold or lead?
They used to call me Lightning. I was always quick to strike. Had everything I owned in the saddles on my back. I had a reputation for never staying very long, just like a wild and restless drifter, like a cowboy in a song. I met a dark-haired beauty where they laid the whiskey down in southern Arizona, in a little border town. She had to dance for money in that dusty old saloon. I dropped a dollar in the jukebox, played that girl a tune, yeah. Never see it coming, it just hits you by surprise. It's that cold place in your soul, that fire in her eyes that makes you come together like wild horses when they run. Now the cards are on the table and the bullets in the gun, yeah. She's sitting on my lap, we still had shots to kill. When a man pulled up who owned the bar in a Cadillac DeVille, grabbed her by her raven hair and threw her in the floor. Said no free rides for the cowboys, that ain't what I pay you for, no. Grabbed my pistol, stuck it in a fat man's back. Said, open up the safe, put your money in the sack. Tied his hands behind him and put a blindfold on his eyes. If you're dumb enough to chase this man, you dumb enough to die. Never see it coming, it just hits you by surprise. It's that cold place in your soul, that fire in her eyes that makes you come together like wild horses when they run. Now the cards are on the table and the bullets in the gun, yeah. We rode across the border down into Mexico. When you're running from the law, ain't that where everybody goes? We came to a town with a name I couldn't spell. She gave me what I came for in that Mexican motel. Woke up to sirens in a sound of running feet. There were 50 federales locked and loaded in the street. She grabbed my 44, I grabbed the money in the sack. She kissed me for the last time and we headed out the back. On us and every heartbeat pounded, and there's only one thing left to do when they got you all surrounded. She fired that old pistol, but we didn't stand a prayer. The money hit the gravel, bullets filled the air. You never see it coming, just hit you by surprise. It's that cold place in your soul, that fire in her eyes that makes you come together like wild horses when they run. Now the cards are on the table and bullets in the gun. Bullets in the gun. Bullets in the gun. Bullets in the gun.
Yep, Bullets in the Gun. Nice song. Of course, again, that's really, you know, not too pertinent to our situation with the COVID crisis and everything, but You get my point. Hey, I have been actually following my own advice. You know, I've been telling you all, you know, go out and purchase a weapon that's realistic. Don't be going out and buying something that, you know, you can shoot a deer at 300 yards or whatever. The survival books recommend a good shotgun. And I actually took that advice and I went and got me a nice, good 12-gauge shotgun. And not only that, but I've been making my own bread. We haven't bought bread from downtown for a couple months now. I've got a sourdough starter going in the refrigerator. I feed it all the time. And I've been making sourdough bread every week. It's awesome. I love it. Hey, and also, I also told y'all, go buy some quality pans for cooking and baking and everything. I bought me some cast iron bread pans, and I swear to God, they are the cat's meow. When the bread is done, I just go over and pick up the bread and just pick it right out of the pan. I don't have to use a knife to, you know, break it away from the edge or anything. No, it just pops right out. I love them. I truly recommend buying quality cooking equipment because you never know. The epoxy clips could be just around the corner. And with that being said, I also made my own cheese. Yeah, there's a cool farmer's cheese recipe out there that took me 35 minutes. And it was awesome, too. It's all gone already. I ate it all. It's fantastic stuff. And it didn't take hardly any effort at all to make. So I've been taking my own advice, and I recommend you to. And also, you know, talk to people about maybe let's get that 50 acres of hoop houses going. I have to throw that in as much as I can, you know. Another thing is funny about my house now is, yeah, I've got plenty of toilet paper. My cupboards are actually fuller now than they have been in years. I've got lots of flour, rice, and beans. As usual, this commentary is my opinions and my opinions alone. They are not the opinions of the radio station, Kodiak Broadcasting Corporation. No, if you're upset with somebody, it's all me. And with that being said, I find it very interesting that all the riots have kind of gone away. Yeah, ever since Trump lost, all the riots stopped. What's up with that?
Summer night in the land of the dollar bill, when the town of Chicago died and they talk about it still, when a man named Al Capone tried to
make that town his own. And he called his gang to war with the forces of the law. I heard my mama cry. I heard her pray the night Chicago died. Brother, what a night it really was. Brother, what a fight it really was. Glory be. I heard my mama cry. And the sound of the battle rang through the streets of the old East Side, till the last of the hoodlum gang had surrendered or for died. There was shouting in the street and the sound of running feet. And I asked someone who said, about 100 cops are dead. I heard my mama cry. I heard her pray the night she came. Then there was no sound at all, but the clock upon the wall. Then the door burst open wide, and my daddy stepped inside. And he kissed my mama's face, and he brushed her tears away. The night Chicago died. Chicago died. The night Chicago died. Brother, what a night it really was. Brother, what a fight it really was.
No, we really got to keep up the social distancing. We don't want the city or the state closed down. We don't want to stay home orders or anything like that. Because I tell you what, staying home alone kind of sucks.
Thank you. back over the years, whatever else that appears. I remember I cried when my father died, never wishing to hide the tears. And at 65 years old, my mother, God rest her soul, couldn't understand why the only man she had ever loved had been taken, leaving her to start with a heart so badly broken. Despite encouragement from me, no words were ever spoken. When she passed away, I cried and cried all day, alone again. Naturally,
we really need to be more self-sufficient. We've got everything else. We got meat, we got fish, fuel, we got electricity. Too bad we haven't got those hoop houses built for next year. We just don't have any fruits and vegetables to speak of. Oh, and by the way, Christmas is coming up.
On the first day of quarantine, my governor gave to me the schools closed indefinitely. On the second day of quarantine, my grocer gave to me no toilet paper, and the schools closed indefinitely. On the third day of quarantine, my Congress gave to me three useless emails, no toilet paper, and the schools closed indefinitely. On the fourth day of quarantine, my lockdown gave to me surging unemployment, three useless emails, no toilet paper, and the schools closed indefinitely. On the fifth day of quarantine, my TV gave to me fake news from Fox, surging unemployment, three useless emails, no toilet paper, and the schools closed indefinitely. On the sixth day of quarantine, my neighbor gave to me hand sanitizer, fake news from Fox, surging unemployment, three useless emails, no toilet paper, and the schools closed indefinitely. On the seventh day of quarantine, my best friend gave to me social distancing, hand sanitizer, fake news from Fox, surging unemployment, three useless emails, no toilet paper, and the schools closed indefinitely. On the eighth day of quarantine, my daughter gave to me three dozen cupcakes, social distancing, hand sanitizer, fake news from Fox, surging unemployment, three useless emails, no toilet paper, and the schools closed indefinitely. On the ninth day of quarantine, my drive-thru gave to me someone else's order, three dozen cupcakes, social distancing, hand sanitizer, fake news from Fox, surging unemployment, three useless emails, no toilet paper, and the schools closed indefinitely. On the tenth day of quarantine, my boredom gave to me a TikTok addiction, someone else's order, three dozen cupcakes, social distancing, hand sanitizer, fake news from Fox, surging unemployment, three useless emails, no toilet paper, and the schools closed indefinitely. On the 11th day of quarantine, my pantry gave to me seven bags of chips, a TikTok addiction, someone else's order, three dozen cupcakes, social distancing, hand sanitizer, fake news from Fox, surging unemployment, three useless emails, no toilet paper, and the schools closed indefinitely. On the 12th day of quarantine, my husband gave to me coronavirus, seven bags of chips, a TikTok addiction, someone else's order, three dozen cupcakes, social distancing, hand sanitizer, fake news from Fox, surging unemployment, three useless emails, no toilet paper, and the schools closed indefinitely.
And a bah humbug to you.